Welcome to everyone on this second Sunday of Advent, December the 6th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. As I look out the window while I'm recording this, I see snow and green grass. Our weather is certainly changing every single day. One day it's cold and snowy, the next day it's warmer and rainy. But we give thanks for all of the weather that we receive, knowing that God provides for our creation. Thank you to our confirmands, Peyton Egley and Grayson Dean Moore, for doing a wonderful job of reading our Advent litany this morning. I would ask that you keep the family of Elizabeth Yutzi in your prayers. Elizabeth died suddenly on Thursday evening. She is the daughter of Stu and Cindy Yutzi and Lila Ramsayer's granddaughter, as well as a great niece to David Deering and a cousin to many in the congregation. We will remember the family in our prayers this morning. Today also marks a somber anniversary. It is the 31st anniversary of the massacre at École Polytechnique de Montréal, where 14 women were senselessly murdered. We will remember the lives of these young women in our prayers as well this morning. As per usual, our go-to coffee hour meets at 11 o'clock today. If you have not joined us before, please consider joining us. Instructions are sent each week in the email that goes out. As we enter the last month of 2020, please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you to all who support and pray for our congregation. Throughout this season of Advent, we will be using worship resources prepared by the resumption of the in-person task force of the Eastern Synod. This morning, we give thanks to the Reverend Karen Ware Jackson for the Advent litany that we are using. Let us now take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. We begin our service this morning with the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whose forgiveness is sure and whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us honestly and humbly confess that we have not lived as God desires. Loving and forgiving God, we confess that we are held captive by sin. In spite of our best efforts, we have gone astray. We have not welcomed the stranger. We have not loved our neighbor. We have not been Christ to one another. Restore us, O God. Wake us up and turn us from our sin and renew us each day in the light of Christ. Amen. People of God, hear this glad and good news. By God's endless grace and mercy, your sins are forgiven and you are free. Free from all that holds you back and free to live in the peaceable realm of God. May you be strengthened in God's love, comforted by Christ's peace, and accompanied with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gathering song this morning is O Come, Emmanuel. It is from the ELW number 257, and we will be doing the first four verses.